Okay, well, here's a great opportunity to take an hour and talk with Dr. Bruce Goldberg about teleportation, past life regression, hypnotherapy, reincarnation, and we'll do that when we come right back on Coast to Coast Day Out. Or Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Bruce, would you give out your website again and then that the special deal that you're giving our listeners?
Thank you. The website is DR, that's D as in David, R as in Robert, and then you spell my name. BRUCEGOLDBERG.com. Now, if you don't have a computer, then you can call my toll-free number, 1-800-KARMA4U, which is 1-800-527-6248, or KARMA, the number 4 and the letter U. Please, if you have a computer, don't call in. All the exercises are on the website, as well as videos, access to Skype sessions, and everything else I do. Now, as far as the offer is concerned, because I've had several emails about this, they're confused, this is the way it works. If you don't have a computer and you don't want to buy a book or anything, I will send a free written exercise about fifth-dimensional travel, and the first 200 callers will get an access to the Akashic Record exercise. Those are written exercises. Now, if you want the CD, which is more valuable than the book in price, then you have to order the book from my site, not from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anything else. If you order it directly from my site, just mention the offer. It's not on the website. It doesn't say it on there because it's only for this audience. And I don't update the website every single day, every time I have an offer. So just simply put in the column where you put your credit card information, just Coast to Coast offer. You will get, in addition to the signed autographed copy of Exploring the Fifth Dimension, you will also get a free fifth-dimensional travel experiential CD with spiritual protection exercises on there, and it will guide you out of the body into the fifth dimension, and you can verify the things that I discussed and just have a really nice, safe trip, spiritually empowering, and it'll put hair on your chest.
If you want it, right?
Depending on your sex, okay.
That's funny. Let's go to Edward. Let's go to the phones. Edward is east of the Rockies and Wyckoff, New Jersey. You're on with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Edward, go ahead.
Is it possible to correct errors that in your past that extend into the present some way, either, I don't know, by time travel or any other means?
Yes, there is a technique that I call, there's a technique called the New You Technique. This is called, I put this on my Custom Design Your Own Destiny CD album, and there's also a book I wrote called that, which you actually can go into a parallel universe. And in that parallel universe, you don't have to go back in time. You can just scan it because the parallel universe that we're talking about, when there are infinite numbers out there, the events are different. You're the same and physically, your DNA is the same, but let's say that you had, I don't know, a criminal record or you lost an arm or lost a loved one. Those will not happen in every single universe. If you can lay out the universes, and that's what the CDs will do, teach you how to do that, then you can choose your ideal path, and all you do is switch your consciousness and awareness to the universe in which that negative catastrophe or whatever you're trying to get rid of didn't happen. I've done it myself. That's how I got my CBS TV movie. The universe I was on way back when was not going to do it, and I switched paths, and the rest is history. So it can work.
Let's go back to Edward for, well, no, he hung up. Let's go to Coalinga, California. Brad, you're with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Brad. Thanks.
Hey, George. Hi, Bruce. Hi. This is a first-time caller. I've been listening since 1995 or so. So I've been around. Bruce, I had an out-of-body experience back in 1970, and I'm calling that because, for lack of better terms, I really don't know if it was, but it was something unlike anything anybody's ever explained to me. I had left my body through a series of events listening to an album by the Firesign Theater.
Okay.
And at the end of the album, I kind of got a message to listen to it again using a formula that I got the first time. So I listened to it again. And at the end of the album, I left my body and I entered a no space, no place necessarily. Mm-hmm. And it was like I was one of three entities that joined together. And we had all agreed that we had gone on an expedition for the last 2,000 years. And we were coming back to relate to each other, each the stories and stuff that we'd done in the last 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And I explained to them that I had just come out of a drug culture because I'd been taking a lot of psychedelics and stuff. And they said, well, we can't, don't take any more drugs. We won't be able to meet like this anymore. I says, yeah, I understand. And I came back into my body and got up and I looked at the album cover. Everything seemed like it's like I had knowledge that I had never had before. Everything made sense to me. And I'd
You've told me enough. This is a classic OBE. Now, the interesting comment about not using the psychedelic drugs, remember what I said earlier. If you use recreational drugs, there's only one place you're going to wind up, and that's the lower astral. You were not, in that particular experience, on the lower astral. You were on at least the upper astral or any of the other positive dimensions. That's why you were hanging out with your buds, so to speak, and they wanted you to keep coming there and not to go to the lower astral where they wouldn't be able to communicate with you. You see?
These time travelers in the future, have they said anything about how bad things are in the future, Bruce?
Actually, it's the opposite. This is the whole point. This century is the last century we're going to have all the usual yada yadas. After, when we get into the 22nd century, we're not going to blow each other up, and we're not going to have terrorism, destroy whatever. We're just going to go through the usual maniac, neurotic things that happen that's been going on for decades and hundreds of years. Then, when you get to the 22nd century, things start to get really positive. All the disease that we know of are going to be long since gone, cancer and AIDS and Alzheimer's, and all those are going to be gone. Technology will improve, and as the centuries go by, it's going to get more and more positive. My favorite century, which of course I discuss in my Time Travels, my future book, is the 35th century. That's when the average person lives to be between 500 and 1,000 years young. They work about 15 hours a week. I mean, they're all tall, thin. I mean, you're talking about just as ideal a society as you can possibly imagine, as well as the technological advances, which are unbelievable. And so basically, you know, the gloom and doomers, they're welcome to it. You know, you can predict 8 of the last 3 recessions if you want. But the reality of it is, for my patients who have documented the Y2K phenomena that didn't happen, they're also going to document it. I'm giving this statement again, 120%. There will be no problems on December 21st, 2012. You and I and Tom and Lex are going to have really good pizza that night, okay? It's going to be fun. And there's going to be nothing going on. You can have an extra slice, George, okay?
Veggie.
My point is that the future is positive. Forget the gloom and dooming, folks. It's not going to give you anything other than depression and anger. The future is definitely going to be more and more positive. We just have to get through the next several decades. Okay, hang in there. But it's going to be worthwhile.
You're one of the few bright spots for the future, Bruce. Most people are doom and gloom. It's all over. It's the end of the world. We're dead.
I had an interaction 3 times with the A&E network. They were doing the show about the future and the gloom and doom, and they said, "Doctor, we'd like you to be on." And I said, "Fine." They said, "Give us a summary of the future." And I gave them my summary, and they said, "We'll call you." And I said, "You just want the negativity, right? This is the 3rd time you guys have called me. Can't you put a note in the digital file somewhere that it's not going to happen, all right? I'm not going to change my mind and corrupt my work just for your show, okay? It's positive, folks. Get your act together." Yes, they wouldn't have me on, and I said, "It's fine. I mean, you know, I wouldn't join a country club that I have me as a member either. You know, I mean, I can understand that."
Finally, a feel-good guest, right?
Well, they just don't, you know, obviously there's an agenda. Everybody has an agenda when they want to do something. It's not exactly objective. You follow your agenda, whatever you're doing. And so my point is that the future is bright. I want people to look. You do not better your position in life by thinking negative. I realize the media, and I'm not trying to make fun of you, George. You know, the news items and the regular news media, it's always negative. It's like once in a while somebody saves a kitten from a well, but the rest of the stuff is always junk and you don't need to know it. My point is that if you do negative thinking, you're going to be asking for lower astral entities and psychic attack, and you're going to be just miserable and angry, and you're not going to help your relationships or your life in general or people around you. Whereas if you're positive, you can't worsen your position. What you can do is use the law of attraction. The energy you send out is what you get. If you expect negativity, the universe will give you that. If you send out positive energy and at the same time access your higher self, that's where the superconscious mind tap technique comes in, then you can actually be all you can be and change the realities or just really make things happen a lot more positively. It's very interesting.
It sure is. Okay, let's go to John Joplin, Missouri. Hey, John, how's the city? They coming back a little bit?
Yeah, pretty good. We'll be back in a year.
Well, that's fast. That's faster than I would
think.
What's
up, John?
Go ahead, John.
I've always been fascinated with reincarnation and past lives and stuff like that. I've been told in the past I've been a Mayan and things like that. But my question basically is that several years ago they had a guy on YouTube or something talking about a son of time travel in a Charlie Chaplin film. And then didn't you talk about a few years ago you used to talk to a time traveler come onto your show or something?
Yes, well, we did. Art used to do that. And what he's also talking about, there's a picture of a Charlie Chaplin movie, Bruce. I don't know if you saw
it. Yeah, I saw that.
It looks like a cell phone.
With the cell phone.
What'd you think of that?
Well, you know something? I'll tell you. Obviously, the usual skeptical media was tearing that apart by saying there were no towers. Even if he had a cell phone, how could he communicate with him without a tower? What was interesting is that, first of all, the guy looked like he looked like a man dressed up as a woman. It was really weird, you know?
It was weird. True.
Okay. But what's interesting about that is that how do you explain, unless the person was psychotic and talking to himself, what was he talking into? By the way, it wasn't some ear, you know, they thought it was hearing aids. No. I looked it up. The hearing aids in those days were like the size of a truck, you know? I mean,
They were not little small things.
You pulled it behind you
in a wagon, right?
So my point was that I don't know. The only issue here was either he was simply psychotic and talking to himself. Okay, you know, it does happen in Los Angeles around the Grauman Theater or whatever, or he was talking into something. Now, again, it's what an interesting – this wasn't something that was, like, put up on something on – you know, this was an old movie. This was like how many years ago was this thing done? Like, it's a silent film, right?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah.
It was like 90 years ago, whatever it was. So it was like this was buried. And this guy, this Irish guy, the producer or director, whatever he was, filmmaker, was the one who found it. So my point is that I don't know, but I'm just telling you right now, it's something that shouldn't be just routinely dismissed. Check this out. I mean, I'd like to. Too bad it wasn't a talkie. You know, would it be nice what the guy's saying? Like, you know, it's just like I'm going to listen to Coast to Coast tonight. I mean, I don't know what he was saying there, but.
Larice in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Hi, Larice.
Hi. Dr. Goldberg, I remember this may have been 10 or 11 years ago now on one Coast show that you said, we won't have first contact until 2011. Well, here we are. Do you still say the same year for that?
I didn't hear what you said. What was not going to happen until 2011?
2011 contact.
First contact, yeah, with this extraterrestrial.
No, I didn't say it wouldn't happen until 2011. I said my work shows that our regular contact with extraterrestrials that the government won't hide isn't until the 25th century. That's what I reported in Past Lives, Future Lives.
Long time ago.
Now, you may have misheard it, but if you actually pick up a copy of Past Lives, Future Lives, you'll see it. It's in print, and it's rather clear. So I didn't say 2011 on that at all. I've never said anything about the 21st century about contact with ETs.
Tell everybody who Dexter Monterey is.
Dexter Monterey is your, it's not a child, it's your next life. It's your 22nd century life, my man. This is like you're going to have an audience of 350 million people. You're going to be dressed in a one-piece jumpsuit in this mall with holographic figures of yourself in this gold jumpsuit. I mean, you're really cool then.
I'm not now?
Well, you're cooler.
Okay.
How's that? Okay.
Let's go to Bill in Fresno, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Hi. Dr. Bruce, I have had a strange experience, and it just messed up completely my thoughts of God, the universe, and everything else, because I had figured it one way, and this has totally thrown me off balance. But about 4 years ago, I was coming out of a dream, and my mother, she had three boys. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest of the three. Before she had me, she had triplets, mm-hmm. One girl and two boys. And the girl did not live. The two boys did for a few moments. But anyway, the girl came to me as I was coming out of a dream and told me she wanted to meet me. And I swear she looked like a combination of me and my mom. Mm-hmm. And she said she wanted to meet me. She had come to a point in her existence where she had the choice of either going on to her next, whatever it was, word she used, I understood at the time, but I don't understand it now. I can't even remember what
she was going to choose her next lifetime is what it sounds. This is the soul of the girl. It would have been your sister. She was had a choice to either communicate with you or immediately go to the soul plane, which is what we call this, where she would choose her next life is what that
that's
is.
That's what she said. And I thought I was going crazy. But apparently it did happen then.
Now, isn't it interesting? What you just said? That's what she said. Now, how do I know that? I wasn't privy to this conversation. This is what my work has done over the past umpteen years with 35,000 examples. This is what happens over and over again. Souls, the departed souls, the transitee souls can communicate. In fact, let me show you how these souls communicate on one level. You know that when parents think they name their children, you don't name your children. They name themselves. They telepathically communicate with you during the fetal state. And people say, oh, I think I'll call this Christine, you know. But in reality, The soul actually names itself.
It's, I want to be called Christine or George or whatever.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in Christine Monterey, the parallel self of Dexter. Okay.
You must be very tuned in. You've done this so much now, Bruce. Your intuitive abilities really must be something.
Well, understand, when my patients ask me this all the time, and see, this is not, I'm not the not-so-amazing Kreskin. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be some psychic. If I really want to do that, I could, but I refuse to do that because I don't want people to be codependent on me. I want to train people to be all they can be and to be empowered and to complete my training with them and therapy with them as quickly as possible and have them go on their life and never have to see me or anyone like me again. So basically, if I became some, you know, wearing a crescent-shaped hat, you know, that would be completely unethical, and it would be the absolute opposite of what I'm trying to do. In this field, you have to lose all aspects of ego, you have to look at the patient's perspective, and you have to realize that the universe is designed us so that we could be empowered, not codependent. Society trains people to be codependent. We're supposed to do the opposite, actually.
Are you happy with the progress people are making, learning about things like this, about the future, about teleportation?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, years ago, can you imagine, George? I mean, what was the idea of teleportation? That would be a Star Trek episode. People would just laugh at you. The idea of E.T. sequel. We've had presidents who had UFO sightings. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, okay? Well, that would have happened in the 50s, you know? I mean, so I'm happy that people are more open now and that the New Age fields, look at me, you know, we do the Conscious Life Expo twice a year with, you know, Robert Quicksilver's group, expos like that, educate people. This is great. The problem I have with this is that the progress of human nature, though, is rather slow as far as people are still doing the same dumb things they're doing over and over again. But there's less of that happening, and there's more people starting to get the big picture. So to me, yes, I am happy. I would like the progress to be faster, but, you know, people have a free will right not to learn or to make the same mistakes over and over again. And remember the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over again, expect different results.
Well, that's a good point. All right, let's go to Oklahoma City. Dane, you're with us on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Dane.
Hey, George. Hey, Doc. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
I have a question regarding, I have what the mental health profession calls depersonalization disorder.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if this has any connection whatsoever possibly to things you've discussed tonight, because it's like an altered state. I don't feel like I'm totally here. I feel like I'm somewhere else.
Right. This is an altered state. Now, the problem is depersonalization from the psychiatric classification is not a compliment to the person's personality. What they're doing is they're sort of like losing touch with reality. They're not able to focus, right, things like that. So you want to be able to control it. I think a lot of this depersonalization is actually a psychic attack. You want to be able to focus, bring in the higher self, raise the soul's energy. There's nothing wrong with going out of the body, but you want to do it in a positive, progressive level. You don't want to do it as escapism or as depersonalization. It's sort of like you're not there. You know, you're there, but you're not there. A lot of people who have these depersonalization experiences, but they're still within the physical body, this is a technique or a term that I call IBE. This stands for in-the-body experience. You have all the characteristics of an OBE, except your perspective is from the physical body. So what you're looking at someone, you're looking through your astral eyes, but it's still from the perspective of your physical body on the earth plane, you see? So, but these depersonalizations, derealizations, all these terms that we use, these actually really symbolize an altered state of consciousness, which is an alpha brainwave level medically, which is an out-of-body experience, or an IBE, either way.
Stick with us with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM and take your final phone calls. We're talking about his latest work called Exploring the Fifth Dimension, Parallel Universes, Teleportation, and Out-of-Body Travel. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, where you can pick up that book and also get a free CD by going to his website or call this toll-free number, 1-800-527-6248. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to be talking about people who enter our lives and change us forever. It's an amazing story of a little boy named Brian. We'll tell you about that on our next Coast to Coast show, followed by Open Lines. When we come back, final phone calls with Dr. Bruce Goldberg on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Bruce Goldberg with us and your final phone calls as well. And Bruce, beyond your speaking engagements, what else do you have planned in the next few weeks and months?
Well, actually, I'll be, of course, seeing a whole lot of patients, and I'm actually involved with a documentary that was done in my office a few months ago, and a potential, they want to do a TV series, a cable TV series, going around the world to various exotic sites and looking at metaphysical vortices. So if that thing becomes reality, I'll definitely let you know about that in detail. So I'm going to be pretty busy. By the way, I do want to make a little public service announcement for the month of July.
Okay.
This is an important month. This is the number one month of the year for ET abductions. The summertime is over.
Really? I did not know that.
Now, listen to this. July is the most common month. The 24th of the month is the most common day of the month, and especially the 24th of July. And Wednesday evening is the most common day that abductions occur, and 11 p.m. is the time that is the most relevant. So July 24th, 11 p.m., if it's a Wednesday, stay in, folks. Don't go bopping around Central Park, right?
All right, let's go back to the calls. Barbara in Houston, Texas, welcome to the program. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, good morning to the both of you.
You too.
I have a question. I've been in pain management for 8.5 years for a spinal condition.
Okay.
And you all said that it wouldn't be safe to attempt an OBE, but would it be the same if you were on prescribed medication?
Oh, no. If you have discomfort, what I'm saying is I don't want people to use out-of-body experiences just as a titillation to escape responsibilities, okay? In other words, you have a job to do or you're raising kids. I don't want you to just leave the body because you're bored. I mean, you know, but if you have a discomfort, a physical discomfort, my goodness, so out-of-body experience is going to detach you from the physical body, so you will feel no discomfort whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously. And not only that, but you can also access your higher self, raise the quality of your soul's energy. And I have a technique that I called etheric plane surgery, where you can actually heal the etheric body and transfer that healing to the physical body. So it can actually resolve a lot of your so-called medical issues here. Interesting.
Wow, that sounds great.
Go to my site. There's an article on etheric plane surgery. It's only about like a page and a half. It's very simple to describe. The Advanced Out-of-Body Experience CD, which is part of my Astral Voyaging program, would actually get you into the level, it's a step-by-step program, to get you into the etheric plane, which is where these etheric plane surgeons can work on the etheric body, which is the only spiritual body that's physically identical to the physical body, and therefore you can heal the etheric body, and in certain cases you can transfer that healing to the earth plane body, and that's how patients of mine have overcome things like lupus, AIDS, and cancer because of that. So it can work. It's not a high percentage, but it does work. When it works, it's great.
Bruce, you ever deal with issues of demons or any or
oh,
angels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote a book called Protect the Bible Light about psychic self-defense. I deal with the lower astrals. These are demonic entities from the lower astral plane, the permanent residents that want to destroy humankind. I'm sure Robert Bruce must have discussed those, too.
Oh, sure. He did. Yeah.
But, we're on the same page there. No, my point is, of course I deal with them. Now, you don't. This is not an exorcism, you know. I mean, this is not like, you don't bring in... it's a different procedure, but these can be attached entities also. Psychic self-defense is a critical... See, every one of my patients today, in fact, I think just about every human being on this planet is subject to and has been exposed to psychic attack. It's a question of degree and frequency.
Yep, it sure is. Okay, Patty's in Portland, and now Patty's on Coast to Coast. Hi, Patty.
Hi, George. It's very nice to speak with you again.
Well, you're very kind.
And Dr. Goldberg, it's such a pleasure. I can't wait to buy your book tomorrow.
Well, that's okay, Patty. You sound like a very nice woman. What's up? What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I'll try to make it real succinct.
Sure.
My brother regrettably passed away in 1969. He was only 29 years old. He died in a car crash. Hmm. He was my mother's oldest child. There were four of us, three sisters.
Okay.
And we knew it happened, even though we didn't really know. We knew.
Mm-hmm. You had an intuition or a psychic intonation about it. Please.
Oh, yeah, I've had tons of things.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, real quickly, he died in 69. My mother grieved terribly. She obviously would.
Oh,
and
sure.
I can remember hearing her cry when I was a young teenage girl. I would go downstairs and console her. But anyway, in 1974, I was 23. It was New Year's Eve. And I'm so excited to be able to talk to you.
Okay.
And I was going to meet my boyfriend at a local little tavern. We were going to go to a Halloween, New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the little tavern. I was going to meet him. And I was somewhat agitated. And I remember my mother saying to me, Patty, please come and see me before you go to bed tonight when you come home. And I said, okay, Mommy, don't worry. So then I went to the place, and my boyfriend didn't show up, but these two young guys were playing pool, and they invited me to play pool with them. And I really didn't want to, but I said, okay, whatever. And I was agitated. And so anyway, they offered to give me a ride to my friend's house for the party, and we went there, and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
So then these guys said, we have a party we want to go to. And I said, okay, I'll go with you. So I went to their party. Anyway, to make a long story short, at midnight, the young man turned to me and he said, Happy New Year, Patty. And he gave me a very brotherly kiss on the lips. And he said, it's been a really long time I haven't seen you. And I looked at him and I thought, oh my God. And then for a split second, it went back to the other guy's face, but it was still the same face. It was just this guy. So that I couldn't wait to go home, to take him home for my mother to see him. And I did do that. And my mother saw him and she met him. And my sisters met him and my nephews and nieces. This kid, his name was Mitch, and my brother's name was Norman. And anyway, real quickly, let's see.
Hurry up. Yeah, please. Go ahead.
My mother passed away in 1984, but she was so thrilled to meet this young man, and she was just so ecstatic, and she said, Patty, you have the gift. And I said, Mommy, please don't say that. I don't want to hear that. And I said, it was just something that happened. But she was just so enthralled, it made her feel like she could reconnect. Even though this young man claimed to not know anything about us, he smoked the same cigarettes, he drank his coffee the same way, everything.
Well, there are what we call parallel lives and split souls that can actually, you can have your soul occupying more than one physical body at the same time. So even if it isn't a reincarnation issue, even if the ages don't determine that, we actually come from common oversouls. So it's not that complicated to get people who would have the same kind of personalities, for example, as well as they can just be the reincarnate. I mean, so to me, didn't this make your life, didn't this add pleasure to your life and your mother also? Wasn't this a very positive experience for you?
It was incredibly positive.
Right? The universe arranged it because you and your mother are deserving for it. You sound like a very nice person, and good things do happen to good people. So this is the universe. Never underestimate the awe and the absolute quality of the universe. The universe is perfect. We're not. Okay. So these are things just to try to give you hope to overcome depression. I'm sure you missed your brother. You know, you have bereavement and issues like that. And this is a way of saying, hey, you know, we're on duty. This is your higher self, and we're going to try to help you along and help you along your spiritual path.
Okay. Next up, we go to Laguna. It's Susan on Coast to Coast. Hi, Susan. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. Dr. Goldberg, do you deal with premonitions and dreams?
Oh, sure. Dreams are precognitive dreams. Are actually all dreams are out-of-body experiences. That's been determined by many universities and dream laboratories. So when you're out of the body, you can see past, present, and future events because of the space-time continuum. So basically, I can train people to use their dreams precognitively and to use their dreams to give them futuristic or age progression information.
May I mention that, and I think George may remember, I called quite some time ago. Back in the early 80s, there was a space shuttle going off. You know, there were one woman astronaut, mm-hmm. and I think there were about 7 astronauts total. And in my dream, it was to happen in 2 weeks. In my dream, I saw it go up and explode. And that's exactly what happened 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, there are many famous examples of, like, many people didn't go on the Titanic back in 1912, is it, because they felt something bad about it. Of course, we don't know what happened to the Titanic. So people have gotten precognitive experiences that have been actually true. In fact, there was a place in upstate New York where there was a center that they were collecting all the precognitive examples. And most of them didn't work out, but the ones they did were fantastic and just right on the button. So, yeah, precognitive issue is explained very simply, is that you're in the space-time continuum. Once you leave the Earth plane in an out-of-body or even an IVE, then you can perceive past, present, future, and even parallel lives. And that's what you can be trained to do that. It can happen haphazardly, as you're describing, but my work trains people to do this where they can predict it and they can do it more accurately and control it.
May I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Yes, this happens to me maybe 4 or 5 times a week while I'm dreaming. I always remember my dreams, but nonetheless, it's during the day, and I can fly with my hands. I can fly up to a telephone pole or up to a tree or mm-hmm. wherever. But I never go higher, and I don't go to another country or another city, but I just fly with my hands and go up and down.
You're doing a beginning of the out-of-body experience where you're sort of like, it's local, okay? It's not remote viewing to the going to other cities and stuff, but those can be trained. I would suggest you get a hold of my Astral Voyaging CD album program. That would train you step-by-step to take that to more advanced levels where you can not just go to a tree or something by your house, but you can go anywhere you want. And I prefer actually other dimensions, because the earth plane to me is rather boring. The other dimensions are exquisite. Anything other than the lower astral plane, you will really enjoy it. It's just...
So are you saying then, if I'm capable of doing that, that means I'm most likely capable of doing much more?
Oh, much more. Oh, yeah. This is most people can't even relate to what you just said. I guarantee you. They tried out-of-body experiences and tapes and workshops and whatever, and they just either fell asleep or, you know, they just got relaxed. Oh, you're describing the actual lift-out. I mean, this is like, this is definitely, you're into phase two now. I mean, this is, the rest of it now is a whole lot easier. You already made the major change. The rest of it is just getting your wings here and just getting a little bit more expert and removing the fear, because you probably come back into the body very quickly because of fear, and that can be eliminated very simply.
Fear destroys a lot of things, Bruce, doesn't
fear,
it?
There's only two emotions in the universe, George. There's fear, which all the problems emanate, and you have a long karmic cycle, or there's unconditional love. Now, if you want unconditional love, get a dog. I recommend miniature schnauzers myself. But if you move towards unconditional love, a real spiritual love, my definition of that is you think of the other person as much, if not more so, than you think of yourself. That's more towards the unconditional love. If you do that, you're going to be able to be much more spiritually evolved, and you're going to have a much better life. If you move towards fear, you're going to have a lot of problems, anger, depression, and all the usual things. And, the law of attraction. Remember the law of attraction. The more positive you are, the more really positive you are, the better your life is going to be, and the better the life of people who are associated with you, too.
Good point. Next up, we go to Tim in Odessa, Texas. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Actually, it's Ken. My question for you, Dr. Bruce, is real simple. Is dreamwalking the same as teleporting or time travel?
Well, dreamwalking, usually it means out-of-body experiences. The way I see that, dreamwalking is simply another term for an OBE. Teleporting is a little bit different, because you're talking about the astral body versus the physical body. So the way the usual term of dreamwalking is meant is to describe, it's a shamanic technique. You read about that in books about shamanism and right things like that. And those are really more OBEs, or remote viewing, or by location, things like that. That's what they're talking about with dreamwalking. Remember, the shamans they only have three dimensions, the sky world, the upper world, the lower world, and the earth plane. And they would go after lost souls, by using the out-of-body experience to help their people in their village or in their primitive societies. So dreamwalking actually was an eminence of that. It came from that aspect. Teleporting is very, very different. It's the physical body, not the astral body. And so I would call that, I wouldn't use the word dreamwalking to refer to teleportation. I would just use the word teleportation. It's rather simple and rather unique.
West of the Rockies, Charles in Palm Springs, California. You're on with Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Hi, Charles.
Great to chat with you, because it's always hard to get on the right show at the right time. Yeah. You're talking with the captain of the Titanic in the previous life. Right. And 20 years ago, we were out on the Keldysh filming the Titanic. This was about a week and a half ago. We left and we were out there 3.5 weeks, and this became the IMAX movie Titanica. And I was in the film as the captain of the Titanic. So, and when we did some regressions in 86, which was a lot of fun, which I had never done before, one of the images did come up. I was sinking with the ship, but what also was fun, and I told everyone, as I was leaving the solar system, what I call the Great One said to me, there's a 10th planet. And I said, oh, and I said, I'd like to see it. And boom, there's the 10th planet. And I'm looking at it, and it's at another angle and striped in blue and green. And I'm thinking, I said, it's over 2 billion miles out. And they haven't found it yet. And I told everybody to write this down that Charlie said, there's a 10th planet. They found it 5 years ago. They don't know that it has two moons. But in the previous life, at least from this one, as the captain of Titanic, the Titanic movie is way off. I mean, it really wasn't that accurate, but it's still...
But you know what the most important part of this is that when you deal with reincarnation, which, by the way, goes back between 300,000 and 500,000 years ago, Neanderthal man believed in it. That's why they painted their bones ochre and red and buried them with food and weapons for the next life. The Egyptians, of course, copy that. Doesn't this eliminate the fear of death? Isn't that the whole point of this? Isn't that one of the main advantages of this whole thing? If you know that you're going to have another life, you're going to not be in some black hole or just fertilize the lawn somewhere. This is what the biggest fear people have as they get older is thanatophobia, the fear of dying, a fear of death. And the universe is trying to teach us not to fear it, because all death is, that we, as we call it, the physical body can die. Yeah, it's a change of dimension. That's all it is. And when you have another life, you can start over again and start to learn these karmic lessons and grow spiritually. And that's the whole point of all this.
All right, we've got time for maybe one more. Dwight in Portland, Oregon. Go ahead, Dwight, see if we can squeeze you in here.
Hi, Dr. Bruce.
Hi,
good
Dwight.
To talk to you. I was wondering about, you said that in your experience that this would be like the 35th century before time travel would be invented.
No, actually, time travel is discovered in the 31st century by Tassos. The 35th century is when teleportation, rather than going through the causing the tears in the fabric of space-time by the wormhole linear accelerator, it takes about 400 years for them to develop teleportation where they don't cause tears in the fabric of space-time. The 35th century is also the century, pound for pound, of the greatest technological advancements in that particular century than any time in the history of our species. So it's a great century, but time travel has been around by that time for at least 400 years. But what's your question now?
What do you think of the work of, like, Dr. David Anderson or other people?
Oh, yeah, I know Dave. Yeah, well, I mean, I like what he's doing, you know. I mean, he's trying to educate the public and stuff, but time travel is a hot topic today. It's been a hot topic for a long time. Hollywood gets involved with it and this and that, but anytime you Dave is a very academic person. He's very scientific, and if you're familiar with his work, you know, he's like a physicist or engineer by training. And I like the credibility of that, because some people in this field, you want to make sure they have the authority, you know? I mean, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Dave is one of the good guys, and I wish there were more people like him.
Bruce, a minute to go. Please mention your offer to our audience.
If you order my book, Exploring the Fifth Dimension, from my site, and just mention the Coast to Coast offer, you get a free fifth-dimensional travel CD, which will guide you into the fifth dimension and protect you from any psychic attack and allow you to have all the run faster and jump higher. Those of you without a computer, and please, if you have a computer, don't call the toll-free number. That's only for people who don't have a computer. If you call the toll-free number, I'll give you a free written exercise as well as information about all the books and CDs. 1-800-KARMA-FOR-YOU, 527-6248 is the other number. And speak engagements and everything for those of you that have computers are on the site with exercises, video clips, Jerry Springer's past life. All the fun stuff is on there, and it's always a pleasure, George, with you and your audience.
Thank you. Bruce Goldberg. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy and Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.